Genesis 19 and verse 1. If you're looking on the screen, say amen. Amen. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in. I pray you into your servant's house and tarry all night. And wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. I want to skip down to verse 15. It says, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife, and take thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid a hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto them, and brought them forth and set him without the city. Verse 17 says, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. With the help of the Holy Ghost this morning, I would like to minister to you on finding the exit. Finding the exit. You may be seated. I would like everyone to take a look around the room today, and you will notice that there are some odd mismatched signs. They do not match the decor of this room, and they are often hated because it is hard to design a room based on the color of these signs. The city inspector, the fire marshal, the engineer, and the contractor all know the importance of these signs. However, the unique design causes them to be lit up regardless of what is happening on the inside or the outside of this building. These signs, regardless of lightning strike, regardless of a power outage, regardless of a fire or a smoke-filled room, can be seen because they are fully illuminated. They were designed to shine in moments of despair. They were designed to shine in moments of danger. I don't know if you have ever been in an emergency situation or an emergency evacuation or a fire drill at your school, but I tell you that you were not allowed to wander from the exit. You were not allowed to stray from the line that was heading to the exit. I wonder today if we can identify where we are at. I don't know if you have seen the news articles or read about the senseless school shootings or an unhumanitarian war that has the world's attention, but it kind of sounds like the church needs to have the exit signs in full illumination. It kind of sounds like the people of God need to arise to the occasion and say, hey, I know a way when there is no way. I am reminded of a story when Peter and John were heading into the temple, and they said, look upon us, because we have been in contact with the ultimate power source. In a moment of desperation, in a moment of need, or a moment of disaster, you can see these signs. When people are looking for an exit route, they don't care where it's at. They don't care what they have to do to it. They just care about getting out. Can I tell you, on a Thursday morning on Alabama Youth Camp 2022, there are some people sitting in your row that have been looking for a way out for a long time. That you may have some friends that have been battling some situations and said, hey, I need an exit. Hey, I need an escape. Can I tell you, you can be a light when there is no way. There are people in your school who are fighting for their life, and they're saying, hey, where's the exit? They're looking for some apostolic young people who may not look the same, who may look different, that said, hey, my light's on, my light's on. Tuesday night, as Brother Gore was preaching, I sat under the stairs and I said, God, why such a heaviness? Why such a burden? And the Lord quickened me. He said, I am reaching one more time. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel my help in the building. I'm going to be a little transparent with you right now. Some of us have used our exit sign as an excuse. Some of us have said, you know what? I'm going to continue living in the life of sin that I am, and I'm going to continue putting other things before God. But when it gets a little tight, I'm going to begin to wander off to the exit just a little bit. Come on. When I see the return of the king begin to come back, I'll just slide a little closer to the exit side. Some of us have used the excuse, well, if you knew what I've been through, you wouldn't be asking me to live for God. If you knew what I dealt with, you wouldn't be asking me to have a kingdom mind. Can I tell you that it's not just about you? There are some people around you that need a way of escape, that need an exit sign. There are some young people that need some help, and they're looking for someone that said, I made the decision to be a light. I made the decision to live for God. I made the decision when it wasn't easy. You begin to get a little too comfortable in the environment that you're in, that you no longer see the reason for an exit sign. Can I tell you, you are playing with fire. Not only are you playing with fire, but you are playing on where you will spend eternity. Let me tell you, there is no time to play patty cake with Jesus. You want to know why? Because we are in the last day revival, and there are some people who need to get a hold of the things of God and say, you know what? I have made up my mind. Now is not the time to play. Now is not the time to be fake. Now is not the time to keep living in sin. There is a way when there seems to be no way. The escape has been looked for in the bottom of a bottle. The escape has been looked for in an abusive relationship. The escape has been looked for in drugs, in alcohol, in the web. But can I tell you, there is hope in your escape. There is life in your escape. There are people looking for a way out. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to realize there are people who need you. I feel a freedom in the house. You want to know why? Because God has already made a plan of escape. It's just about if you take the right steps to follow it. Jesus gave you the ultimate escape over 2,000 years ago. I would like to paint a picture for you. Tuesday night, after Brother Gore preached, I went back to my seat and I began praying. I said, God, what am I feeling? Why do I feel this? I felt in my spirit John 19 and verse 30. The Bible says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the cross. Once bound and nailed to the cross, Jesus would have been lifted up to a position where his shoulders became out of the joints. And in order to breathe, he needed to push up on his legs to get air in his lungs, which required continual efforts and severe pain. And he was hanging on the cross, and I imagined it to look something like this. He was hanging, and he would stand up. It. He would go down. He would get up. He said, "Is finished." My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, and I don't know about the struggles you have faced, but I feel to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, it is finished. I don't know what you've been struggling with, but I come to tell you, it is finished. Over every addiction, it is finished. Over every struggle, it is finished. Over every dark secret that you have been keeping, over every lie you have told yourself, over every deception that you have proven to yourself, it is finished. My Bible tells me in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You know what that tells me, Brother Carey? That means that there are some people who are still looking for an escape route. There are some people who are still struggling with some things that they don't want to talk to anybody because they feel like they will be under such condemnation because they have nobody else to be with. When they feel like all hope is lost, they don't want to talk to nobody because they feel like they're judged. I'm not asking you to talk to anybody. I'm not asking you to drag them by their feet. All I'm asking is that you would turn your lights on. We have been here Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, and now we are here on Thursday morning, and some of you are still battling with the same things that you walked in here on Monday morning with. Can I tell you, there is a plan of escape? Can I tell you, there are some exit signs in the building? Can I tell you, when there is no way, He is the way? When there is no possible answer, He is the answer. When there seems like there is no hope, there is hope. What used to be fun is no longer fun. What used to be good, my God, I come to escape. I come to get a burden for revival in my city. Some of you came looking to get a boldness in your spirit. But bound by the things you have been struggling with has captivated you. 1 Corinthians 10:13 said, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to hear it." You know what that tells me? When I see that there is clouds around me, when I feel like all my energy is gone, when I feel like I have nothing to run on, the Bible says that He has made a way of escape. There is some apostolic young people who have walked into the building Thursday morning and said, "I have made up my mind to be an escape route. I have made up my mind to lead people to the exit. I don't care if I have to mess up my hair. I don't care if I have to wrinkle my clothes. But what I do care about is being an exit to someone who doesn't have a way of escape." I feel the Holy Ghost in the building. I wonder if we can lift our hands right now, because I feel like the Lord is about to have a delivering spirit in this place. I feel like there is about to be a release in the things that you have been struggling with. I feel like there's about to be a release in the addictions you have been battling behind closed doors. I feel like there's about to be a release behind a broken home. My God, I feel... There are some people in this house that walked in and said, "You know what? I have made up my mind through hell and through high waters. I will make it. I will be in this." Come on, I think we could do a little better than that unto the Lord. I think we can be a plan of escape when there seems no way. All across this house, I want every eye closed and every hand lifted. If you feel like you have been struggling with some things, I come to tell you there's an escape. If you have been battling some things, I come to tell you there is a plan of hope. Come on, I wonder if we can lift our voices all across this building and magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I thank you and I praise you because you are so excellent. You are so mighty.